Blog Talk Radio.
Of Success Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome from around the world in the chat room and also on the phone. The time right now is about 3:03 on the West Coast and 6:03 on the East Coast. As I said earlier, this is brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. The show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com, all one word. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down to psychic readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night, Pacific Standard Time. Now, we will adjust to your schedule because we know everybody who wants readings do not live on the West Coast. So we can accommodate your time frame. Spread the word. Tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Now, I've got some birthdays, announcements, and I'm also going to do prayers real quick. So, first thing, Nina's not here with us today. She's very busy, but she did request prayers for her grandson, Malcolm, who was in a vehicle accident over the weekend. He's okay, and he will, you know, get better in time, healing and stuff. But anyway, she's just requesting prayers for him. And Sheha is in the chat room today. So for everybody that wants to go to the chat room, you know, if you want to be on the phone, that's your prerogative. Sheha's in there. She is the intuitive life coach for the Essence of Success Network. So please, even if it's not a psychic question, if you want to make an appointment with her, like I said, she's our intuitive life coach. She's very, very good. I tell all of you, whether you're listening around the phone, chat room, or on the phone, get in touch with Sheha. She's very good at what she does. Now, let's see. Nina will be back next week. No problem. Okay, so let me do birthdays real quick, which I usually ask Nina. But I have birthdays this week. So Jamila Taylor, one of my girlfriends, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Scott D. Graham. Happy birthday to Melody Maruso. I miss you guys. You got to come by the house so we can get together again. Happy birthday to my cousin Maurice Shepherd out of California. Happy birthday to Mark, Deborah, Christian Minya. And happy birthday to my god sister, Stella Trito. It's coming up pretty quick. Jamie Worlds, happy birthday to you too, girl. All right, so those are all my birthdays for this week. And let's see. Okay, and let's do a quick couple of prayers here. We're still in Mercury retrograde, so wait, let me go through. We're still in Mercury retrograde, you guys, until the 23rd of this month. So we just got two more weeks, and we're out of that puppy. Thank God. Oh, and also, today's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mother. Happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Shirley. And happy birthday to a real good friend of the family, Bernard Moore. Okay. Almost forgot that. Wrote it down on my sheet. But anyway, so we'll be out the 23rd, and the new moon, I believe, is December 17th. Yeah, next Sunday, matter of fact, is a new moon. How about that? New intentions and everything. Okay, so that's that. Now, let's get to the prayers. Okay, dear God, remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, beings, present day spirits, and future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space here and now. Touch everyone that's listening to this show, as well as folks that are in the chat room or on the phone. Release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good. Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance to come to all of us now. We are an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. Okay, and I'm going to do the quick, because I got a couple emails this week. They wanted to hear this today. So I'm going to do the romance prayer, partner, you know, to relationship prayer. That's the one I want to say. But if you're looking for a partner, this is the prayer that you want to hear. And also, if you're not going to get a chance to write it down, so you're just listening to it, but it is on the website under prayers. If you go to the essenceofsuccess.com, scroll, look for prayers, and go over, you'll find it. Okay, we desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or a man, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity. Hello, who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. Repeat, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it. Okay, and I haven't done this in a while, so we're going to do this and pump it up, and then we'll start our calls. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere, every day. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere, every day. Last time. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere, every day. So be it. I'd like to thank Sheha for being in the chat room today. I really appreciate you helping out. So if you guys have any questions, please go in there as well or you know, call on the phone. Okay, well, without further ado, let's get this show started. So our first call up, oh, and I forgot to tell you guys, too, every ninth caller gets a one-hour free reading. And I just want to say for the lady from last week, I really enjoyed you, Susan. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed reading on her. But anyway, every ninth caller gets a free reading. And some people have even called back in because I said, you know, once we get the ninth, we'll start over again. Give it to the next ninth caller. Okay, so just to let you guys know. Okay, our first caller is area code 615. Welcome to the show. This is Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lynn. My name is Lynn, L-I-N.
Well, I'm Lynn, too. That's what they call me in the family. Of course, my brothers
Mine
call me
too.
Lenny, but yeah, but I remember Lynn. Well, Lynn, welcome to the show, young lady, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you so much. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
Wonderful. My question is this. I'm moving out of state in a little while, and I'd like to know, do you see or feel me being in a good long-term relationship or the person being there where I'm moving? Anything about that?
Oh, sure. Tell me what state you're going to so I can concentrate on that and see what's there romantically.
Okay. Currently, I'm in California, and I'm moving to Tennessee.
Get out of here! You know the lady that's our oh my God, Sheha that's in the chat room. She's from Memphis or lives in Memphis, but she's our what did I say? Yeah, so I'm just thinking you said Tennessee because she lives there and just a marvelous young lady. I mean, woman.
Wow.
Marvelous, yeah. Intuitive life coach. Yeah, she's from Memphis, Tennessee, lives there. Uh-huh, so. Okay, well, I can't say anything bad about Tennessee. Okay, she's just like a sister to me.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So I can't say anything bad. Let's see. Well, one thing, at least you're, well, I better not say that because their taxes are about same as Washington State. They're at 10 points. So I better not say that. But the living is definitely, I'm sure, a lot easier than California.
Oh, yeah. A different type of an energy, something kind of, you know, a little bit more relaxed for this time in my life. I'm in my 60s. And I'm kind of wanting, like, something a little bit more calming surrounding, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand. Don't worry about that. You're in your 60s, so am I. And I'm moving to Arizona in January.
Oh,
to Sedona.
Wow.
Yeah, so, honey, don't worry about age. Ain't nothing but a number. It's what makes us happy.
I know.
Okay, so good for you. All right, let me concentrate on Tennessee and your love life. Let's see what's coming up. Oh, God, the angels are laughing. They're telling me right now, big old country boy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. Oh, Jesus. They are. I can see them smiling and tickled while they're telling me it's a big old country
I already
boy.
Have my cowgirl boots.
Right there. Okay, let's see. Big old, all right, angels. Come on. You guys are laughing. Help me here. Oh, my God. They said you'll think that he is an athlete or played football. Yeah.
Wow.
Let me ask. Angels, did he play?
Oh.
They're showing me he is a big man, but he's built. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he's solid as a rock, but he's built.
And
in other words, if you were standing next to him and somebody looked at you and looked at him, they'd be like, oh, hell no, I ain't messing with her. I ain't even going to speak to her.
Wow. Oh, that's what I like.
He has an intimidating built. That's what they're telling me.
Oh,
I mean, they laugh when they say big country boy, but he has an intimidating built.
God.
Like, you just
that's
know.
So funny.
When you're with him, ain't nobody going to say nothing.
That's so funny that you said just what you said, because I've told my daughters for a long time that I want a man that he doesn't have to say anything, but when they look at him, it's like exactly like what you said. Just,
oh,
oh,
wow.
Gosh.
Well, thank you for the validation, and you are going to
oh,
meet him.
Oh, my God.
Let me say, yeah, because they're showing me the guy, and that's why I was saying you would think he's an athlete, like a football player, but you're right. His body and the way he looks, and he's a handsome gentleman. He's handsome. But it's just, I'm sure you've met people like that where you meet their boyfriend or husband or something, you're like, oh, God, I hope nobody ever fucks with her. Okay.
Yeah.
This is how he is. So, okay, security-wise, you're set with this gentleman. You don't even have to worry. And he's comical. He's got a wicked sense of humor. They're telling me right now he's got a wicked sense of humor. Okay. What else can you tell me? He might be bald. Yeah. I think he's bald, but I'm seeing an earring, but it's like a little baby hoop. It's real tiny. So it's not something that just stands out from his face, but he's got a little tiny hoop, which is masculine anyway, that way.
Yeah.
On his left, and he is bald. His eyes could be blue or green. I see he's got pretty eyes. Yeah, he's got some beautiful eyes. So I almost want to say green, but they're showing me they could be blue or green. So I just put it like that to you.
How about his age?
Listen to jazz. Once you get there, go to a jazz club. They're telling me you will meet this man at a jazz club.
Wow.
Yep. And whether you go by yourself or with a girlfriend, you'll know, because when you see him, what I'm telling you right now, as soon as you see him, you'll know that's him. You'll know. Because you're like, oh, hell no. You just march right over there, Lynn, and use your womanly wiles and exchange phone numbers and do-to-do, okay, because he's a guy. And this can be a long-term relationship for you, Lynn.
That's what I'm so hoping. Do you feel like as far as age or something like, I'm a Capricorn. I'm my birthday's
so,
in January.
Oh, shut up. So am I. And look, we're both moving to other states. Oh, my God. I'm the 13th. Which one is yours?
I'm the 5th.
Yeah, we're both in January. That's good. January Capricorns. We are so adventurous and strong-minded, and we put a goal in front of us, honey. We do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
something January Capricorns are different than December, but we're more forthcoming.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So, Jesus, I'm reading this on you. I hope I meet somebody. Because your guy is coming through strong. I'm like, well, gee. Okay, so anyway, let's see. Yeah, they're telling me. Let me go back. Okay, angels, come on. Jazz club. And
is he younger or older?
Oh, 55.
Or?
He's 55 to 58. But I think
that's
55.
Yeah.
And there's no woman.
I'll be 62. I'll be 62.
Oh, you're still young. He's 50.
Yeah.
He's 55, but I'm going to ask about his personal. His personal life. Very much single. He's been single for quite a while. Maybe 2 or 3 years single.
Okay.
So he's prime now to start a new relationship. He is.
What sign do you feel he is? Do you feel like he's like a air sign?
They're telling me
Aquarius,
and I hate to tell you that, but they're telling me Aquarius.
Aquarius. I can go with air. You know, Capricorns can go okay with air. Yeah, because they're right next to us. They're right next. And I have a lot of air in me. My ascendant is air, my moon, my Mercury, my Venus. So I can go with that.
Okay.
Thank you
so
much, Lenny.
Okay.
Thank you.
What else?
Wonderful.
And you will meet him 2 weeks after you move there.
Oh, my God.
So whenever you get there, right on your calendar in 2 weeks,
God.
You're going to meet this guy that you're probably going to end up being with for the rest of your life.
Oh,
so,
I love
yep.
that. I've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, I hear you. You and me both, girl.
Oh, my God.
We're just particular. You know, like when I read in that
exactly.
prayer, don't settle.
Yes.
Get,
yes,
get,
we are.
Be
yeah.
with the person that you want to be
are.
That's going to make you happy. Don't just
yes.
settle because, oh, yeah.
yeah,
they got a good job
yeah.
and they
yeah.
act like they can count from 1 to 10. No. Get with the man that touches you spiritually, mentally,
yes.
and physically, and you're perfect.
Oh, absolutely. And I say yours is on the way, too, or right in your face. Right in
Lynn,
your face.
Lynn, you better call me back in January so we can see where we're at.
Okay. I will. Thank you so much. God bless
you're
you.
You're most welcome.
Thank,
thank
you.
You for calling. And
thank
honey,
you.
I wish you the very best, okay?
Thank you, Annie. Have a great one.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Have a wonderful week, and God bless you.
God
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller. Area code 518. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. This is Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Ooh, another Lynn. Only Linda.
Oh.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm good. Trying to stay warm. We had a little snow yesterday.
Uh-oh.
But I'm
are you in
good.
One of them climates? Because I was watching the
yes.
football game, and Buffalo has so much snow. The guys were playing in like 3 inches of snow. I was like, my God. But, yeah. Where are you
it's
at
off.
Over there?
I'm in New York.
Oh, you guys got snow in New York, too?
Uh-huh. Last night.
Oh, yep. my goodness. Bless your heart. Okay. Okay. All right, Linda, what can I answer for you, young lady?
Are the angels directing me to something that definite for 2018? As far as you know, what should I be focusing on? Either myself, career, personal.
Oh, for 2018, what should you be doing?
Yes.
Okay, and you want to know about career? Is that what you want me
yep.
to focus on?
Career or personal? Should I do personal things or career?
Well, I can only answer one. Pick one.
Oh. Korea.
What's most
Korea.
Important? What's your priority?
Korea. Korea.
Okay.
Korea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, the first thing they said, continue to help people. I don't know what you're doing, but they said continue to help people. Those are blessings. Each time you help, that's another blessing added to your cup, whatever that means. Wow. Okay.
Oh.
So I don't know what you do for a living, but they're just saying continue to do that. Are you a social worker?
No.
No.
Oh. No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
What I do is like if somebody – like, say, for instance, they have, what is it, the rescue center, and, you know, they send an envelope, and I send, you know, some money, you know, for Christmas dinner.
Well, you're helping people out
like
then,
that.
Linda.
Yeah, that's what I do. That, you know, that's,
oh, okay, well, that's
like
okay.
I'm
you're helping
job.
People.
It's like if, you know, something happens and they ask for donations, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, like the GoFundMe or fundraising stuff. Yeah, but that's okay. You're helping people. That's what I picked up. Okay. And they're saying continue. Now, the angels didn't say you had to continue in the job that you're in, but they just said continue to help people because it's a blessing. Each time you do that, you're adding another blessing to your crown. That's probably what I should say it that way. Okay, so, oh, yeah, you're leaving that job. They're telling me right now in March, you're going to be doing a job that's not only going to pay you more money, but you're going to be out and about.
Oh,
I see you traveling in this job.
Oh, how?
Yep, you're traveling. Come on, angels. Yeah, it is. It's a darn good job. You have a car?
No.
Okay. maybe the company that you're going to be working for, so I'm going to tell you in February, start putting out applications, because maybe the company you're working for will give you a company card, because I see you working, but you're also dealing with people. Now, what you, I'm not for sure, but you need the car, so it must be, okay, must be a company car. You're monitoring. That's what you're doing. Whatever this job is, you go out and monitor to see if people are doing their job or, wait a minute, because you're still dealing with helping people, but it's like what you're doing in March is making sure that other people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, almost like you're a supervisor, but they want you, but you're in this car going out checking, you know, you're monitoring, and, you know, like giving a report. So it's like, is it like health care, child care? I'm trying to understand, what is it that you're doing? Oh, okay, now they're telling me, no, this is big business. Oh, it has nothing to do like that. Oh, you are going to be going around, but you'll be going to different companies. Okay. You're still monitoring, but you're going to different companies. Maybe like a franchise? I hope you're writing this down, because you are monitoring. You're in a car going around, so maybe I'll say, you know what I'm getting the impression right now? Like a 7-Eleven, but not necessarily a 7-Eleven, like maybe, what's the shoe store they're showing me right now? Payless, where there's like franchises, right? Mm-hmm. You could have like 10,000 Payless stores and different people own them. Well, then you would go around and monitor to make sure that it's running capable, it's doing what they're supposed to do, helping the people, blah, blah, blah. So that's why, because I told you it's a pay raise. You're going to get more money in this job. So, yeah, but it's March. So February, Linda, start putting out those applications for higher jobs. Don't think that you're not qualified. Don't do that to yourself. You put in applications for higher than what you're doing right now, because you'll get it. So I don't want you to take low. Even if you think, oh, I might not apply for that because I don't know if I'll get the job. Yeah, you may. You will get the job. Apply for it, okay?
Okay.
Don't hesitate. And by March, they'll call you in that you're hired. You know, by the first of March that you'll have the job. So it's a good thing.
I wanted something traveling. I wanted something to move around.
Oh, well, thank you for the validation, because you're going to get it.
Yes, ma'am.
You are going to be traveling.
I want to get
And you know what?
Okay.
Another good thing, Linda, it gives you being your own boss.
Yes.
So once you go into the office, pick up your paperwork, whatever you got to do, get in the company car, you are doing your day. You know what I mean? If you want to stop and have a cup of coffee, you can go to the next company, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you are your own boss as far as that once you're out in the field. So you don't have anybody watching you over your back or nothing like that. You are your boss out there.
Okay.
You
okay.
can do it. Don't be hesitant.
I'll look at, you know, I'll see what's now. Would this be anything to do with government, or would this be private industry?
And it could be. It could
either
be.
Either or. Okay. So I'll just look
yes,
at
ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Either way, yeah, it could be government or what's the other word?
Okay.
Private. Yeah, private. Yeah. So
okay. Either
way, I'm telling you, just February, put them out. Even if you put out 20 of them, that's okay. Because out of that, three people are going to call you back. And out of the three, you'll pick a job.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But, you fixed me to get into a job traveling. I'm sorry.
No, traveling. No, I put that. I'm putting everything down.
the new moon
is what, the 13th? I put that up to
the 17th. But don't apply for anything in this month. Remember, we're in Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, retrograde. Yeah, no.
Just once February comes in, start applying. You got the whole month of February, because you know by the first week of March you're going to work.
We don't have no retrograde.
I will go to work the first of March.
Okay. We don't have no retrograde or nothing in February.
You know what? I don't know. I'd have to go into the internet. I don't know in February.
Okay.
I'll find out. Give me a call back next Sunday. I'll find out.
I sure will. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and congratulations, because I know it's coming. So congratulations on your new job and new life, okay?
Thank you. I received that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Have a wonderful
week,
and thanks for calling, Linda.
Thank you. Can you just leave me on? I want to hear the rest of the broadcast.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You sure can. Okay. Here you go.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Next caller is area code 111. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jean. How are you both doing?
Hi, Jean. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. And what can I answer for you today, Jean?
Just want to know what you can pick up with regards to a male at work. We seem to connect well. He's someone that I can easily talk to. And he wants to go out for dinner. I usually don't mix business with pleasure, especially with
because you don't ship where you eat.
With.
Okay, and what's his first name?
Aaron.
Huh? Dan?
Aaron. No, it's Aaron.
Aaron. Oh, is that correct now? Aaron? No.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was crossing
yes.
it back out because you didn't say anything. I thought, okay, it's not Aaron. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Concentrate. Aaron can be a little messy sometimes. smooth operator. What does that mean? Tell me he's a smooth operator. There's somebody to the right of him, and she's at the back, to the right and standing behind him to the right, a woman.
Okay.
You're not the only one that's interested in him, but she's in the background. I think she's checking him out as well. So just to let you know, you got a little competition there. Let's see. Definitely get an understanding with this man. If you guys do decide to go out to dinner, make sure that in your communication you have understanding that you both work for the same company and you want it to be that you two can get along. You know, you uh-huh. understand what I'm saying? Like, if you start a relationship, don't let that reflect on your job. If it does, then don't get started. If there's any chance, like,
yeah.
hey, maybe you guys will get along good and all of a sudden come March or April of next year, you're like, you know what, we're done. This is a done deal. Is this going to reflect on your job or his job or you know,
yeah.
is it going to be okay?
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to know because, you know, people talk in the office. And I mean, I have no interest in romantically. Like, he's good looking and we've become really good friends. So,
and that's fine. And you can have male and female friends at work. Come on. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You can have friends. Relationship, like I said, I tell people you don't shit where you eat. Just be careful. And that's what I'm saying. If you do get in a relationship, just make sure if something should happen between you that you can still be friends and nobody, he's not going to go back and say anything about you and you're not going to go back and say anything about him. Right? So that's why I'm
yeah.
telling you, get that communication understanding from the get-up. So if you do get in a relationship, you know, there's no problem. But, yeah, nothing
well,
beats understanding.
Yeah, like I was thinking, like, you know, can we just be friends? Like, what
oh,
are
yeah.
your thoughts about me? Like,
yeah, I'm not seeing any
thoughts?
Problem there. No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
yeah,
what,
no, ma'am.
What does he think about me? What are his thoughts about me?
Let me ask. Don't become another notch in his belt. You know what I'm telling you? Don't have sex right away. Don't. Just be friends. Just be friends and wait till we come out of Mercury retrograde. Don't get emotionally involved. And you know, once you have sex, it becomes emotional. Prior to that, you just have a normal friendship, right? But sex is emotional,
yeah.
so it changes the dynamics of the relationship. If you want to be intimate, wait till January. Don't do anything this month. because if you do, it's not going to work out. So just
okay.
be friends, and that's beautiful. End up the year as friends, and if it's, you think it's time for you guys to go to the next level, then do it in January. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to take it that far. But right now, as friends, you're fine. It's okay. It's okay. Like
yeah,
I said,
okay.
I got smooth operator, but they didn't tell me more about him being messy. That was the first thing. And then they said, well, he's a smooth operator. So, you know, just make sure you check him out real good. Like I said, friends, yeah. And
yeah.
they showed me his belt with a notch. So that's why I'm telling you, don't have sex with him right away. Don't be that woman. Be the woman, like, if you want it, you're going to work for this. You're going to prove yourself to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's very good looking. I mean, I just want to be friends with him, but I don't know what, you know, what are his thoughts or, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not picking up anything towards you from him at the moment. Nothing is coming spiritually from him, but I'm just going to tell you, just like I said, just be friends. Just be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what I want to keep it as. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your insight.
No, you're welcome, Jean. Thanks for calling, and you have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Take care.
You too. Okay. Thank you. All right, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Nina's not with us today, but Sheha's in there. She's our intuitive life coach, so you can also ask her questions as well. All righty. Okay, getting backward, let's see. Area code 412, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right. And what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Okay, I got it. It's a guy. We do business together, okay? Now, he's been acting weird past couple weeks. So I was just wondering, like, what does he want from me? His name is Troy.
T-R-O-Y?
T-R-O-Y. Yeah, Troy.
Oh, Troy. T-R-O-Y. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All righty. First thing the angel said, he's mixed up. He's confused. About something. Let me see. Is he acting funny toward her? He's confused about something. Did you guys have a little argument or something? Or a disagreement? Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm getting nervous now. Why is that? Man, I'm feeling nervous and jumpy. Troy, what are you doing? Now I'm getting a headache in my forehead. What is this guy doing? Jesus. Is this a guy? How long have you two been in a relationship?
Well, we're not in a relationship. We just do business together. But, you know, we kind of flirt and stuff. But he's so young, I wasn't even going to try to go there.
Maybe that's where the confusion is or misunderstanding. Okay, I guess you just need to make clear to him who you are and what you're looking for, and it's not him. Or maybe, you know, just say you're not looking for a relationship and definitely not with him. But I keep getting confusion, misunderstanding. I'm sorry?
He wants a relationship with me?
No. No. I'm not saying he wants a relationship with you. Let me go back. Okay, let me just put it like this. Don't get in a relationship with this guy. There's something
okay.
about him that's not right. I keep picking up confusion, misunderstanding, issues, and it's not coming together where I could say, like, okay, maybe it's something out of his past or something he's dealing with it now. But they're not showing me. They're not telling me. But I get nervousness about him. So I don't understand that. At first I thought, what, is he on cocaine or something? That he, a drug that he's being nervous about? But they didn't show me that either. But there is a nervousness about him. Maybe he's a person that's not real sure of himself, you know, who he is. Maybe that could be what it is. But,
well,
yeah, but no.
Yeah, it's going on. I heard, like, I'm starting to see an effect on our business relationship. That's why I was like, I don't know. We flirted a little bit, and I always tell him, like, he could be my dad. Like, he's some 40. He's like 20. So I was hoping we all try to test and look my face. And I tell them all the time, well, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like.
You're breaking up real bad, Keisha. I'm hearing you like, What happened? You got somewhere where your phone is statically?
You hear me now?
You're breaking up. Where were you just at? Because you were nice and clear. You're breaking up. I can hear you and I don't hear you. You go in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Beautiful,
okay.
beautiful.
Okay.
Now, go ahead,
that.
Ma'am. Go ahead.
We just have a business relationship together, and I just don't want to affect our business relationship, so I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get, well, his problem. Like, what is he doing?
Oh, that's personal. It doesn't have anything to do with business. That's his own
right.
personal issues. So if he flirts with you, just tell him, you know what, I like the flattery, but that'll never happen. Just cut it at the quick. It'll never happen. But thank you for
okay.
the flattery. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you don't have no problems.
I kind of already did that, but I was like, he seems like he kind of like backed off the business lately. So I don't know if that had something to do with it. I'm like, I don't know what he wants from me, but who knows?
Keisha, make it real clear, business is business.
Right,
personal
right.
is personal. And the two don't join together. So
and
if
so
he
that
has
be...
an inclination or want to flirt with you and like, okay, y'all do business and maybe have a relationship, tell him, no, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to ever happen.
Okay.
Business,
okay.
hey, uptight, 100%. Anything other than business, it ain't going to happen here with me.
Okay.
And then you're
okay.
clear. You can't be no clearer than that.
Is that what he's thinking is going on? I don't get what, like you said, he got something going on. I don't know.
Yeah, within him. It's personal.
Okay.
Within him, yeah.
Okay.
It, yeah. But just tell him that. You're fine. You're fine,
okay.
Keisha. Just let him know. Business is business and personal is personal.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Now,
well,
you have a good
you.
Day. And
okay.
a wonderful week, young lady.
And you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
There we go. You guys, let me check in at the chat room right quick with Shira. Okay, she's got it going on, just checking. Okay, next caller, where are we at here? Area code 216. Area code 216, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hi, Linus. This is Patricia. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. I'm doing fine. You sound angry, though. What's wrong?
Oh, I'm just catching my breath.
Okay.
Well, I don't feel angry. You're probably just anxious. My call is regarding now I want to focus on monies. Do I take out a loan or something to that effect? Those seasonal job at Amazon, they, long story short, they fired me. And it's a long story. Lost my ID badge, kept telling the on-site manager, he's blowing me off to call what their human resources, which is a 888 number. and instead of him logging in my time. Anyway, I did manage to pay for my spring tuition, but I'm going to need and want monies so that when I move into my new place, which I made those calls, and it was two places that were going to check with their members, or so I haven't heard anything back, but yes, money. I mean, do I take a loan out, or, I mean, yes, I'll be looking for other work, but seasonal jobs might be, you know, gone because this is December, so, but I'm still going to put in all the applications I can.
Yeah, the Angels was just telling me to apply at UPS.
Well, I guess one of those driver helpers. Okay.
I don't know. They didn't give me the position, but they just said, tell her to apply at UPS. So evidently you will get hired because
okay.
They're telling me to tell you that.
Okay.
What else? Well, as far as the thing with Amazon, they're saying just let it be. Let it be. I don't know why, but they're saying let it be. Okay, job at UPS. Should you take a loan out? If you do, don't do it this month. Wait till January because we're in Mercury retrograde this month.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, that's just really. Oh, I was going to say something, but it's been pooping on me. Well,
yeah,
like
well.
My whole life, but anyway.
Okay, well, if you want to apply the last week of this month, we'll be out of Mercury retrograde if you want to start. I mean, well.
Yeah, I just might as well just do it.
You can put
ASAP.
Your applications in now, but I understand.
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because they said UPS, and actually this is seasonal, but maybe it's not a seasonal job. Maybe you applying as a permanent job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be permanent. So apply. They're not telling me any positions, but they're just telling me apply at UPS.
Okay.
Let's see what else. Yeah. The loan, wait till January. I know you don't want to hear that, but if you take out a loan this month, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, and I
so
really
why not
don't
let it be in January where it's clear sailing, where you don't have anything to knock you out of your course, what you're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily want to get a loan at all, but to get me out of this place and to do what I just need to do.
Okay.
Sheesh. Well, money-wise, is there any money coming to me that I don't know about that's...
No,
okay.
Not that. See, I see $10, but that's almost like somebody borrowed that from you and gave it back. But, I mean, money to move or, you know, to take you through? No, I'm not seeing that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
All right, well, do apply for UPS. You can at least do that this month. And
okay.
Maybe it's a permanent position. I hope so for you, Patricia. That'd be nice.
Yeah, and if that will get me to Washington State, my new home, then, hey, great.
All right.
And later for Amazon. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Patricia, and I'm wishing you the very best, and I will put you on the prayer list, too, to pray for you, okay?
Thank you very much. Take care.
You're most welcome, young lady. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next call. Area code 951, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this? 951, you're on the air. 951. Okay. Not getting anything. Okay, Linda. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me say something, but think of another question. Hold on. Okay. The lines are open right now. I'm at the last caller, so all four lines are open. If you want to call in, the phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We still haven't got to the ninth caller yet to receive a free one-hour reading. Okay, let me go back now. Okay, Linda, 518. Linda, you're on the air. Did you have another question?
Relationships. How about that?
All righty, we sure can. All right. And I write you down again. And relationships. Okay, is there anybody you're interested in right now or no?
Not really. No.
Okay.
No one.
Okay, let me ask. Oh, God. Right away, they showed me this short man. I'm saying short. He's probably like 5. Okay, they're telling me he's 5'8", so I guess he ain't too short. He's 5'8".
That's short.
But he's got this.
Short to me.
And he's got this, oh, man, he's got this hat on, and it's a funny-looking hat, but it's like what the guys used to wear back in the 70s or 60s. Oh, God. I can see the hat. I can see it on his head. It's flat. Okay. Anyway, all right. Yeah, he's coming up. Okay, angels. Describe him more. He's 5'8", medium built, outgoing, classy individual, hellacious sense of humor, businessman. He owns a small company, and yet he works for a big company. His personality reminds you of Tyler Perry. And I don't mean as Madea, I mean as Tyler
right.
Perry. Yeah, okay. So he's grounded. He's grounded. He's got a foundation. Nick. Just got the name, N-I-C-K. They gave me the name of Nick. Okay. Tell me more. Oh, he just came out of a relationship a few months back. They gave him a headache out this world. He's so glad he's not with that person anymore. It's almost like he's in church shouting. He's so happy. okay, what else can you tell me? Nick is going to come up right after Christmas. Right after Christmas, you're going to meet this guy. And it's, what are they, blasé, like, where are you meeting him at? Jeez.
Yeah.
They're saying you're with some friends because I see you with two girlfriends and a guy. What is it, four of you? Yeah. Where are you guys at? How are you meeting Nick? Some event that's coming up toward the end of this month that you're going to go to with some friends. Now, I don't know if it's a concert or a jazz club or looking at lights. You know, Christmas lights or what. But the four of you are going to be together, and that's when you'll meet this Nick guy. But I'd like to know where you're going to meet him at. But somehow it'll come up. So
I'm going to keep my eye
out.
Oh,
and he wears glasses. And his glasses are round rim. Okay, that makes him stand out because he's got the goofy hat on. But the round rim glasses, kind of like the John Lennon glasses.
Sound like
a those?
Curtis Mayfield. With the hat. Curtis Mayfield with a hat.
Yeah. Perfect. Only I think he's mixed. He's half black and white. Or either he's half black and Native American. One of the two.
Okay,
so yeah. But right. And you mentioned that he will give you the impression of a Curtis Mayfield personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's talented. I mean, not in music. Mind-wise, he's talented or business savvy. That's what I want to say. He's business savvy. Yeah. Well, whatever events is coming up, Linda, at the end of the month and you're out with your friends, notice this guy. He's got a beautiful smile. He's got beautiful teeth. I can see his smile. It's like a Cheshire cat. Beautiful smile. Like I said, he's 5'8". Got this in his, I say goofy, but it's like men used to wear these hats all the time. You know,
yeah,
like going to the football games.
Yeah, they wore them Applejack hats with it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But, I mean, it doesn't make him look goofy. It's just like, man, they still make them hats? You know? Hey, he's definitely old school. Okay, he's old school. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. It looks like you got, yeah. Now the angels are telling me you two are going to start dating in January. You'll meet him toward the end of December, but you'll start dating in January.
That'd be nice.
So remember, and his name is Nick. He's 5'8". I know he's a little below what you like, but
yeah,
love
sure
has no age, no color, and no height.
He's 5'8". Yeah, that's short.
I know, but, you know, I tell women, that short man may treat you so good that he looks like he's 6'5". Okay?
I hope.
Well, come on. I know a few couples out there, the husband is shorter than the wife. In fact, a pastor and his wife, the wife is taller than her husband. And, honey, that short man loves his wife. Another couple
I know
too.
Yeah. I know.
But it's also the wives love them too. Because why? Because they treat their wives like queens.
And that's,
you know what I mean?
Important.
What if they were with a man their height or taller? Might treat him shitty.
Who
knows?
Like a knucklehead, yeah.
Well.
Well, I'll be looking for, I'm definitely going to look for, especially with the glasses and the hat.
The glasses and the hat, yeah. And he'll have slacks on and a nice shirt. So when you see him, yeah, they're saying dark blue slacks and a nice shirt he has on. So he's dressed nicely. And he's intelligent, so give him a chance. You know, don't kick him to the curb. Give him a chance when you meet him.
No, I but
yeah,
yeah, I do
because,
like my tools. Yes,
I do too, but you know what? I would date and marry a man in the wheelchair if he treats me like a queen.
Right.
I've always said that. It doesn't matter to me whether they're handicapped or, well, to an extent now, handicapped. But, I mean, if he was paralyzed in a chair for the rest of his life, that wouldn't bother me. Because maybe intellectually he's very satisfying, and he do have a tongue. So you know what I mean? What?
Well, you know, we always go for the cosmetics first, and it's not right, but that's what we do. But if he's nice and good, short doesn't matter.
That's it. If he treats you like a queen, like no man ever has, bring you flowers and compliment you and take you out, then, hey, he looks like he's 6'5 to me.
That's right.
It's alrighty, then. And while your other friends is clowning, talking about, look at Linda over there with
you
that little short guy. That short guy is probably doing a hell of a lot more for you than what their men are doing for them. Hello?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote it down.
Okay.
I'm going to look out for that.
All right, Linda. That's
all
what
right,
I'm talking about.
Tell Angel thanks.
I sure will.
And thank
I
you.
Sure will. Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for staying in and, hey, getting another question. That's all right with me. Okay, you want me to let you go, or did you want to hang in?
I'll go. I'm going to go now. I'm going to hog up everything.
Oh, girl, you're fine.
Well, have a good week, and I'll keep you posted.
Okay, thank you, Linda, and you too. Have
Bye-bye.
A wonderful week, young lady. Okay, you're listening to It's Right Now, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's 7 o'clock on the East Coast, and you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, remember, the chat room is open, and Sheha, our intuitive life coach, she's in there, asks questions also, so please feel free to go in there and speak with her as well. You know, you don't have to just come on the line with me. So we have lines open, y'all. 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. So you're more than welcome. The lines are all open. Or other, look, or I'll do my Nina. In 5 minutes, we gone. Okay, so remember, you guys, new moon is on the 17th. What else is going on this week? Just the middle of the month, so hopefully everybody's got their Christmas shopping done before Mercury retrograde. Or if you did, if you haven't and you're going to, please don't buy a big ticket item, because it's inevitable that you're going to have some problems with it. So just think about that. Other than that, then it's like, hey, smooth sailing. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, you guys. I'm going to go over to the chat room, and let's see how Sheha's doing. Welcome, BB. Welcome, guest 461. And thank you, Sheha, for being in here. Well, it looks like she got it going on. You don't need me. Okay, I'm outie. Going back to, back to the board. So anyway, lines are open, y'all. More than welcome to call in. Now, remember, we do readings daily, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. Also, let me tell you guys, for those that may not have social media, I'm going to start, in fact, I'm doing it now, but I will post it on the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Google, whatever, that for Christmas, now you can do this for yourself, or if you want to give it as a gift, I will do for $25, I'll give you one question, and I'll do a reading for $25, it's one question. So you can, what you need to do is go to the website, sign up for the reading. If it's for you, fine, because they will let me know. Or if you want to give it to someone as a Christmas gift, let me know that too, so I'll know when the person comes in, who it is, make a date and time. So you can even do that right now. But go in there and attain a one-question reading for $25 now. And I do want to make this announcement, and I want to make this real clear, everybody. Starting January 1st, I will no longer, you have to go through the website in order to get a reading. I will not be doing it just because, oh, I see she's there, you know, or something, or see me on one of the social medias and want to ask a question. So unless you go to theessenceofsuccess.com, go to Psychic Readings and sign up, then fine. At that point, then I will answer your question, whether it's one question or you've got a reading for a whole hour. Otherwise, don't ask me. I'm not going to answer, and I'm going to tell you that too. And it's not being rude. It's because people have taken my kindness here in 2017 for weakness, and I guess they felt like, hey, you know, I'll pay her whenever. Well, that whenever doesn't help me with my tax man, with my accountant. That whenever ends up with me paying. So just remember that starting January 1st, family, friends, extended family, associates, go to essenceofsuccess.com, psychic readings, and there you go, and I'll do your reading. Okay, well, 5 minutes has passed, and there's no other calls in the queue, so you know what that means. It's that time. I want to thank everybody for joining us today, whether in the chat room, just listening, or either calling in on the phone. I'm so glad that you joined us today. And I want to thank Sheha for being in the chat room, helping out since Nina was unavailable today. And I really appreciate you, Sheha. Thank you. And, you know, you guys would be in there. Sign up with that woman and get your intuitive coach, life coach thing going. She's good. Nina will be back next Sunday. What else? Let me see. Oh, and we still got ninth caller going every Sunday until the end of the month. Free reading. Don't forget the $25 reading for one question if you want to give it as a present or just for yourself. And let me see. And I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's all I need to say. So anyway, have a wonderful week. Be blessed. If I said I was going to pray for you, believe that I will be praying. And I thank you, everybody. If no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And Sheha does, too. And you know what? So does Miss Nina. Even though she's not here, her spirit is. So thank you, everybody. Enjoy your week. Know that you are loved. And share the love as you go about your week. Thank you for calling in, and I love you. See you next Sunday.